The Chinese president has sent a message to Joe Biden to congratulate him on election as president of the United States. Xi Jinping says promoting healthy and stable development of China-U.S. relations not only serves the fundamental interests of the people in both countries, but also meets the common expectations of the international community. He's expressed hope that the two sides will uphold the spirit of mutual respect and win-win cooperation without conflict or confrontation. On the same date, Chinese Vice President Wang Qishan sent a message to Kamala Harris to congratulate her on election as U.S. Vice President. China and Japan have agreed to establish a travel corridor for essential personnel exchanges on the basis of COVID-19 prevention and control measures. The decision was made during Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi's official visit to Japan. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian says the corridor aims to facilitate essential travel between the two sides, including for business purposes.
This is a positive step taken by the two countries to promote bilateral personnel exchange and support resumption of work and production in the context of routinized epidemic prevention and control.
The corridor will be launched on Monday. The largest vegetable wholesale market in Beijing, previously hit by COVID-19, has suspended the storage and sale of frozen and aquatic products and removed them from its refrigerated warehouses. The Xinfadi Wholesale Market made the announcement following reports of infections related to imported frozen products in several parts of China. The measures will not affect the fresh pork trade in the market, and checks on all the warehouses and cold storage facilities for fruits and vegetables have been conducted. The Xinfadi Wholesale Market was temporarily shut down due to a resurgence of the COVID-19 outbreak in June. The vegetable wholesale area reopened in September, marking the full resumption of business at the market. Global coronavirus cases have now surpassed 60 million, with over 1.4 million deaths. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, the United States is leading with more than 12 million cases, followed by India with more than 9 million. Meantime, more than 88,000 COVID-19 patients have now been admitted to hospitals across the United States as cases continue to soar. According to the COVID Tracking Project, the figure set a new all-time high for the 15th consecutive day. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention also reported more than 165,000 new daily cases on Tuesday. Daily cases have now topped 100,000 for 17 straight days in the United States. UK Chancellor Rishi Sunak has warned that the country is in an economic emergency caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The UK is expected to see its economy shrink by 11.3% this year, the biggest decline in 300 years. Public borrowing is set to reach $374 billion, equivalent to 19% of Britain's GDP. Tech giants operating in France have been given notice to pay a 3% tax for their 2020 turnover. French authorities did not reveal which companies have been notified to pay the digital service tax. However, local media say that 27 companies would be subject to the tax. These include several American firms, as well as a few German and French companies. France first approved the 3% digital service tax for large tech companies in 2019. Diego Maradona, the football legend who guided Argentina to the 1986 World Cup title, died on Wednesday after suffering a heart attack. He was 60 years old. A spokesman says the former forward passed away at his home north of Buenos Aires, where he was recovering after undergoing brain surgery earlier this month. The Argentine government has declared 3 days of mourning. Football stars including Lionel Messi and Pele also took to social media to pay tribute to the football great.